Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Friday evening. The Texas High School state semifinals are in full effect. A lot of these games are just now kicking off. Of course, all the 6A action is taking place tomorrow, but we've got plenty of schools here locally that are vying for a spot at Jerry World next week. Of course, locally, we talked about this a little bit during the crosstalk. You've got Frisco Lone Star and Aledo. You've got South Oak Cliff and Melissa. And then you've got Salina and Stephenville, just to name a few. Don't forget about Lano and Yoakum. And then, of course, Carthage and Brock. And, of course, we'll keep you posted on all the games from 2A D2 all the way to 5A D1. We'll keep you posted on all those. And, of course, if you are at one of those games, if you know somebody that is, have them shoot us a text, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line. You know it will be an active night on the text lines because from a sports perspective, now we do have a Mavs game, which we'll get to in just a second, but let's lay this thing out real quick. I'm Fred Davis. The gentleman off to my right is none other than the phenom of all phenoms, Mr. Blake Elliott.
Hello. I have recouped from my Sadiq Bey bet.
You know, and I meant to say something about that during crosstalk, but we just had so many good things to say.
And I'm good. I'm ready to go, ready to have a great show today.
That's all you can do. Live to fight another day. And, of course, if you're getting deja vu vibes, well, that's because the one, the only, Trevor the Creator, a.k.a. Woo-hoo! Trevor Beck. Woo. Is in the glass on the 1, 2s, and 3s. Trevor the Creator.
Hello.
It's not 2021. We found that out today.
Yeah, we found that out.
We found out it is not
reading
week 15
is fundamental.
Of 2021. But you know what? Shame on us because I didn't notice it either until after you were gone, but that's okay. We will have our NFL pick segment later on in the show. So it is another Fan After Dark Friday extravaganza. And like I said, now that high school football, I mean, for all intents and purposes, it's, you know, you got this week and next week, and then it is over. But this is now the second Friday show in a row where, you get the full ensemble of the Fan After Dark.
Today
crew.
Is Friday, isn't it?
All day.
The weeks fly by. Think about how many times, Tolos, you're like, okay, I'm going to do this on Sunday. I'm going to do this on Sunday. Okay, I'll do this weekend. This Tuesday, I'm going to do this. And then next thing you know, you've combined all of them, and we're
then
at the end
dead.
Of the year. Well, I was going to say you're at the end of the year, but yes, yeah. then you're dead.
And then you're dead.
What years do we think pass by the fastest?
I mean, look,
20 to 30, 30 to 40?
I mean, I'm 44, and
I think it's kind of slow pace when you're at...
No, actually, it speeds up that much faster, they say.
It?
Yeah, because you're
20 to 30 has felt pretty quick.
I mean, I enjoy it.
I can't. I'm closer to 30 than I am 20.
And?
I just remember being a 21-year-old, just naive, not knowing what's out there in the world.
Well, as Winston Churchill once said, youth is wasted on the young. So, for whatever that's worth. By the way, Alito's already up 7-0 over Frisco Lone Star. Mm-hmm. So,
Alito, man, them boys are...
Don't sleep on Alito, man. And then Richmond Randall's already up 3-0 over Bernie.
Apparently, their name online is the Belt Boys.
Who's that?
Alito. They'd be putting belt.
Belt to butts of all the folks that they've been playing. Brock, shout out to our boy Tim. Brock is already up 7-0 over Carthage. So keep an eye on that. Tim's probably...
I don't remember the last time Tim has texted in because Carthage lost. It feels like they haven't lost in like 5 years. So
I want to say Carthage lost...
How do those kids even react when they lose? I don't even know what losing feels like.
I want to say they lost to Kilgore 2 years ago. If memory serves.
Also a really scary name to be playing. Kilgore? It's your opponent? It's pretty intimidating.
I mean, look, everybody, I mean, half the schools in Texas are either Wildcats, Bulldogs, or Eagles for the most part. You get a couple white faces thrown in there for, you know, whatever it's worth. But cattle, folks, cattle, calm down. It's not that serious. So anyway, we'll keep this rocking and rolling throughout the course of the show today. We're a couple days away from your Dallas Cowboys. I'll tell you what, it feels like it. Now, one thing hasn't flown by is the last 8 days since the Cowboys played. I mean, it feels like we've seen, you know, well, because we have, but it just feels like, man, it's been a minute since the Cowboys played a football game.
I feel the opposite. It feels like the game was just yesterday.
Okay, well, we'll agree to disagree on that. We're waiting. Now, we did get CeeDee Lamb. He will be eligible to play on Sunday.
We both
so you
disagree
got him
with
back.
That, right?
No, I have no problem. Like I told you yesterday, I think because it's a 10-day waiting period is why you're seeing him play already.
I want to be clear. I'm still against it. I don't think he should play. Don't think you need him against the Vikings. And I care about the long-term hurt to CeeDee Lamb's brain more than I do of 1 week coming back. And I get you got the 10-day window. You got the best people in the world, quote-unquote, doctors making sure you're good. I think he is probably cleared, and the doctor's like, all right, he's good, but are you really, like, are you 100%? Are you 110%? I doubt it. I don't have anybody inside of the medical room, so this is just me speculating. But
if he wasn't 110%, why would the doctors clear him then?
The doctors, I feel like, can still clear you if you are, quote-unquote, good to play, like you've passed all the protocols, but there could be some long-lasting things that don't show up in the immediate present with CeeDee Lamb. And I don't think making CeeDee Lamb's brain take that hit, take that wear over time for one game against the Vikings is worth it. I think you've got a good enough team, and CeeDee Lamb's already been banged up through the last couple of years. I know it wasn't obviously concussions, but
how old is CeeDee?
What did we say yesterday? 27?
Is he 27?
I don't know if that was CD we said.
27, 28?
I don't remember looking at
CD. The older said, you are,
no,
the harder
we said
it
Trayvon
is.
Diggs was 27, yeah, right? So, yeah, and him and CD
is 26.
There you go.
Yeah, the your older age. It is, the harder it is to bounce back from concussion. So it could just be he's younger because Matt Duchene's 34.
But can we,
and he just came back the other night.
But this is my thing. Let's not act like this is just a regular concussion where you're out for a couple plays and you come back in. I mean, he was in the fencing position. This is the same concussion that
and
when we saw.
He also walked off and didn't look like he was that bothered as he was walking off the field either.
If I remember correctly, the first time Tua did it, he did too. He laid on the ground for a little bit and got up and walked out by himself.
I mean, come on, it's kind of hard. I mean, Tua versus but Tua was knocked out on the ground for a minute. Like CD, I mean, and again, not to.
I mean, how long was Tua on the ground? 20 seconds.
I mean, which time?
The first one. So I'm saying how fearful we are and how it's affected Tua. Do I think they're exact one-to-one copies? No. But that same fencing position we saw, this wasn't a he got hit with a concussion, nobody really knows, and they're like, why didn't he play? Oh, he had a concussion. Okay, and then he's back the next week. This was everyone saw him being completely still with his hands frozen, sitting in the end zone for like 10 seconds. So I think it is more severe than just a concussion. That's just my take on it. Blake's not a doctor.
No. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I don't think the NFL doesn't err on the side of caution when it comes to – I mean, you can't with concussions, right? I mean, especially with the player. Not to say that, okay, if he was –
Don't we think Tua came back too early? I think we all said that he shouldn't play again that season. He came back like 6-7 games later. Someone can quote me on it if it's a different timeline. But
yeah.
He came back that same season, and they got hit again, remember?
But he's had a history of concussions, though. That's the biggest difference between him and
Before the big hit?
Yeah, because he had concussions in college. I mean, he's been getting beat up.
So CeeDee Lamb, this isn't his first concussion. He's had concussions before, too.
not to the extent that Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, no one's worried that if CD gets hit, he might die. Like, that was a serious conversation with Tua. Like, there was there was legit conversation about whether Tua might have to retire from the NFL.
I am not saying he is Tua, but I think we're underselling the concussion. Just being like, oh, you got a concussion, bounce back. You got 10 days, get out there.
I'm going by what the Cowboys doctors say. I don't know why the Cowboys doctors would play, you know, free and loose with CD's brain.
I'm asking the same question. I think you should take more time off. It's just my take.
Okay. Well, Cowboys doctors say it's okay, so I guess we'll see CD on Sunday.
Like, I'm going to be holding my breath every time he gets hit.
Okay.
Truly.
All right, bro. Like, I don't think it's that.
How would you feel about CD if he came out with a Guardian cap?
Then I'd really not want him to play. That's about as much aura as you could lose. That's about as much aura as you can lose as a receiver.
Romeo Dobbs.
Then we see Romeo Dobbs every week.
If it looks cooler, would you guys be about it more? I know y'all aren't about it because it does look goofy.
It looks about as goofy as you can.
But you look like they look like Marvin the Martian when you're running around with one of those Guardian caps on.
CD, should you be wearing that Guardian cap?
That's pretty good.
I get it.
If you're an O-lineman or D-lineman, no one cares you wear a Guardian cap.
Nobody cares.
When you're a skill position, like, can you imagine Jalen Hurts drops back to pass?
I think that's a bad take, though. Not saying it does look goofy.
Crapping
but
on
we're trying
already.
To be safe.
Yeah.
And we're saying don't do it because that was Tua's whole thing. He's like, it doesn't look cool. I don't like or what.
Well, I mean, that's what 90% of NFL players say why they don't wear them. I mean, you got what? You got Petrie from the Texans. He wears one. All right. You got Romeo. Hell, you got two receivers for the Green Bay that wears them.
Green Bay's like,
okay. Hell, half of Green Bay's got a Guardian cap on.
I think their owner's got one on the sideline.
Well, Matt LaFleur might be wearing one on Sunday. Who knows? I'm trying to think if there's anybody. I mean, there's other players that have
but
them clearly.
Ones.
But as far as like anybody
that we see on a weekend.
You know, I mean, it's not like we
Does anybody
Chase.
On the Chargers? I don't know why
I
the Chargers
like
came to
I felt like a lineman
mind.
Did. I yeah. think Joe Alt was wearing one.
Yeah, I feel like a Chargers player pops
yeah,
in
and
my
then
head.
He blew his knee out. So how'd that work out for him?
Yeah, Guardian cap.
Leaning over and his knee got popped out of place. So, look. Well, I mean, CD's going to be out there Sunday. Whether he's wearing a Guardian cap or not, we'll have to wait.
So we got Guardian cap, no Guardian cap, don't play. I'll pick don't play as the first option.
Yeah.
Play with the Guardian cap as option number two. Play with nothing as option three.
Or just play or don't play?
Don't play was option one.
Yeah. I mean, if the Cowboys medical staff has cleared him to play.
I'm just nervy.
Give him the okay.
I'm just nervy. I wouldn't be taking this over.
Hey, that Minnesota Viking defense, I think this game's going to be a lot.
I will not be betting on this game because I really don't know. Other than Javonte, I think he's going to be a constant.
I think Javonte will tote the rock. Hell, I think, I'd love to take the 10.5 yards that Malik Davis may or may not be getting.
Been down that path before.
do we try it one more time just to sprinkle a little something on it? I might do it. We'll have to wait and see. We'll keep you guys posted on that. What kind of parlays we're cooking. Hey, if
it's at 0.5 catches.
I'll tell you what, I'm glad you said that because when we come back, we'll lay out the show here in just a second, but we'll break out the injury report for today. Spanford may get some touches this Sunday, all right? Spanford, I'm not saying they're going to have a bunch of plays for him, but
he goes Kyle Pitts last night.
Oh man, people are just—it's what a.
I'm furious about it. I wish I would have started him. I need to win. I'm the Cowboys. I need to win every single game to get into the playoffs.
Wait, your playoffs haven't.
Okay, what do you mean to get into the playoffs?
Started this week.
What kind of fantasy football league are you in?
Not for me.
You got multiple weeks into the playoffs.
Well, it's only one more. This week and then next week is the playoffs.
So you guys. So what? Your championship's on week 18.
No, it should be on weeks. No. No, this is week 15.
Yeah.
We only have 2 weeks of playoffs. We only have four teams make the playoffs for us.
Okay. All right. So what place are you in right now?
Fourth.
Oh, okay. But you just need to win so you don't lose your spot.
Yeah, but it's points wise. Like we have top two teams and then everybody else is fighting for scraps to get in. And so I have to score. That's why I'm also mad is because I have to – our tiebreaker is points four.
Yeah, well, they're just making up rules on the fly.
Man, just think of how many points you would have had if you had Kyle Pitts. So who's –
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Who's your tight end right now?
Fannin, which is that was the funny thing.
Me and Trevor did the same thing. We benched Kyle Pitts for Harold Fannin.
Because Pitts hadn't been doing, he's been getting like 10 points
this is
at
the,
best.
And it's look, Kirk everybody knows, this is the Kyle Pitts, one game a year, he goes off.
And it happens to be the week everyone benches him in the fantasy football
playoffs. Now, usually, I was going to say, usually it's sooner in the – he usually does it earlier in the season, right? Like week five, week six, maybe he'll go off for a couple touchdowns and 90 yards or something like that. And you're like, see, this is why.
This is what we want. This is what we want from him.
And then he goes back to two catches for 20 yards the rest of the season. But, yeah, last night, what, 10 catches, 152 yards, and three touchdowns? Now, that third touchdown was a little suspect. I thought he was out of bounds, but, hey, what do you know? How about the – and so Blake and I were having our post-show meeting last night. And he played the Todd Bowles press conference. And I looked over at Blake and I said, man, that's got to be AI, right? And he's like, no, that's the actual real-life press conference of him just going off.
Seven F-bombs in 30 seconds.
It sounded like that with JD Dubs or whatever that guy's name. It sounded like him going off today in G-Bag.
I didn't hear that. Was that a what you drinking, what you thinking?
No, it was LA Live. It was... one of the coaches from Last Chance U, he's got a podcast and he's going off.
Coach JB?
Yeah.
That guy's something else. All right, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Chime into the show. Alito Alito, they're up 14-0 already over Frisco Lone Star. You got Port Arthur Memorial and Smithson Valley. They're all tied up at 7. The other game in the area, South Oak Cliff and Melissa, they're tied up at 0. And then Salina has jumped out to a 7-0 lead over Stephenville. And then last but certainly not least, Kilgore 7-0 over Lavernia. And, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. Apparently they got the score wrong. Carthage is up 7-0 over Brock, not Brock over Carthage, 7-0. So there you have it. Shout out to our boy Tim.
Should I quiz Trevor here on the other side?
Just quiz him real quick. Go for it.
Starting lineup of the Mavs is who, Trevor? Come on, we're building you up. You're going to be able to get this with your eyes closed.
Nembhard.
There's one.
Williams. Mm. No? Okay.
Let's stop right there. Mm-hmm. If Nembhard is there, Brandon Williams is not going to start next week.
Does Williams come off the bench most games?
Yes, but it's usually one of the others starting. So if you say one and you get it right, the other guy's not going to be starting.
Then just chalk the other guy. Okay.
You can't have two
under six foot
guys just starting backcourt.
I mean,
if this was an NAIA game, then yeah, you'd be fine. But
yeah, PG and SG, that's the thing, right? I don't. Anyway, Anthony Davis.
There you go.
Okay. There's Cooper Flagg. Gafford.
Mm-hmm. No.
He's hurt.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to guess PJ, but I think PJ's hurt too, right?
Nope. PJ's correct.
Okay. PJ is in. So who's our center?
Oh, you've already named him.
AD's playing center?
Yeah.
Is he going to be mad about it?
He's been doing it last week, so hopefully not. we'll be finding out at the same time.
So who's our point guard? Clay?
Nembhard's your point guard.
Nembhard's your point guard. We're looking for a shooting guard this time around.
Okay. So the two.
Yeah.
The knife, Najee.
Yeah!
There you have it, our boy.
Him and Nembhard, I get mixed up. I think that's where my brain goes.
They do look similar. Mm.
Well, no, it's Najee and Nembhard. That's where my brain
goes. It's the names, huh?
It's the alliteration.
What are you trying to say? They all look alike? Okay. Calm down.
Trevor.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
It's the ends,
what
huh?
A show.
Huh, Trevor? We're going to have to take Trevor out. Let's see if Lucian's still here to do our show.
Stop this right now.
All right. What a show we've got today. We're going to do some NFL picks later on the program. We've got Devil's Advocate. We've got Fair Foul. We've also got a little we're going to do some college football picks as well. We're a week away from the college football playoffs starting, but bowls do start tomorrow. Shout out to Prairie View A&M. We're hoping for a W from them boys tomorrow. Robert Smith, former Minnesota Viking running back, former Ohio State running back as well. He's going to join us at 7:40. But when we come back, Stephen Jones with some audio as well as the injury report and who that might bode well for your Dallas Cowboys. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. He's Blake. That's Trevor. I'm Fred. This is Fan After Dark.
It's never.
Might have to have Dylon come in here and do some of these reads or just have him pre-record them and then just hit play. Something to think about. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. We're going to have Robert Smith on next segment. Looking forward to that. Stephen Jones was on the station today talking all things Dallas Cowboys. And, of course, as we all know, this team needs at least the next four victories and, of course, some help from the ragtag Philadelphia Eagles. And I was listening to people earlier today talking about how, you know, you got to win that Raiders game if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, which I think we all agree. I mean, that's a must win. Because if you lose to the Raiders, if you're the Eagles, especially since – now, it might be a Kenny Pickett revenge game. I don't know. Kenny Two Gloves is playing on Sunday. Geno's out, so Kenny with the Two Gloves will be playing. Look, I could care less. Just
I got the Eagles defense in our fantasy football league.
Feed Brock Bowers is
really –
Should
I bench Ginty?
Oh, surprised you haven't already.
I mean, my only other option is the backup running back for the Bears. Mungai? Kyle Mungai.
I mean, look, he probably gets more yards than Genty does.
You think? Bench him?
I mean, I would.
But the Eagles have not been good at stopping the run.
Yeah, but the Raiders' offensive line is awful. I mean, awful. I mean, if there's a get right game for the Philadelphia Eagles, it's the Raiders.
Look, they may win 30-0.
What you're hoping for is that, and it's not like there's some. You know, it's not like Geno. I mean, Geno's been terrible. Let's not mince words here. But I don't know that. Are you getting excited because Kenny Pickett brings something to the table that you don't with Geno? I don't know. I mean, yeah, look. The fact that we're banking on or that I'm banking on Brock Bowers is. I mean, I'm already kind of feeling some type of way about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's either him or Harold Fannin Jr.
Yep.
So
Harold Fannin.
Harold Fannin. Shout out to Bowling Green. All right, Stephen Jones, if you went out, can you get in? Maybe.
We just feel like we got one hell of a chance. If obviously we do have to have help. We're not naive to that. But, just feel that if we could get to that point and we could win out, we're going to give ourselves a great opportunity.
He's not wrong about that. I mean, like I said, you put yourself in this position. So, again, you've got to win this Minnesota Viking game. And then, you win that. And then you've got a stingy Chargers team coming to town the following Sunday. Now, the nice thing is you do have both these games at home where you've been much better. You have a Commanders team, which has the worst secondary in football. And then you got the Giants, who are just the Giants. So, again, you should win those last two games. But let's get these first two out of the way. One thing about that Detroit game that we can all agree on, the kickoff coverage was abysmal. What say you, Stephen Jones?
I think it's everything. I mean, it's when something doesn't go right, I think the way we look at it around here is it's top to bottom. Whether it's whether it's the organization, the coaches, or the players, we got to be better. And I think we got personnel that can get the job done, and just got to play hard. I mean, we'd played four games in 17 days, and that's no excuses. But we just got to play faster with an identity and execute and hold ourselves to a high standard.
Now, you certainly do. You can't – I mean, again, we know that the Minnesota Viking offense isn't, getting anybody worked up by any means. But last I checked, I mean, look, you let Russell Wilson have one of the best games of his life, which is saying something. I mean, yes, we all know the –
Didn't I feel like yesterday?
Well, now, in reference to your last segment, this season has flown by. I mean, it's crazy to think we're already in week 15. It seems like you were getting torched by Russell Wilson just a couple weeks ago. But that said, I mean, again, this defense, while it's gotten better, especially against the run, if there is one thing they're vulnerable against, it is the pass. All right. That said, Trayvon Diggs, who's somebody that could potentially come back, when we've been here for the last couple weeks, hey, he could have gone. Will we see Trayvon Diggs on Sunday?
Yeah, we're going to make that decision tomorrow. We have another day of work. And, I think Coach Schottenheimer's been real clear, as Coach Eberflus, in terms of evaluating the full body of work for the week and make that decision tomorrow.
So he'll make that decision tomorrow. The follow-up is, so if he doesn't play, I mean, are we going to see Diggs at all the rest of the season?
Yeah, I feel like he will. But obviously – there's a certain standard that Coach Schottenheimer and his staff are, looking at with him. And certainly for him to play the type of defense we want him to play and play the corner position the way we want him to play it, he needs to be out there practicing, which he has been, and be diligent in the meetings and have good practices.
Have good practices. Well, I mean, that's the second time this week where we've heard – things that aren't related to injury or any other problems as to why we haven't seen number 7.
Come on, Diggs, and a secondary that is struggling could use a Trayvon Diggs out there. Could use your services.
Well, they could use a locked-in Trayvon Diggs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the real question. I mean, now for the second time this week, I mean, you've heard Shoddy talk about it. That he needs to clean things up. He needs to do things the right way. Needs to practice better. I mean, short of just saying it to his face, which I'm guessing they probably have, I got to believe with the veteran leadership as far from a coaching standpoint, whether it's Eberflus, whether it's Shoddy. I mean, look, Shoddy's made no bones about the fact that if you're not doing things the way he wants them done, you will get benched or you will not play. I mean, we saw that he did it with Pickens and CD, right? So if you're willing to do that, and let's call it what it is, CD and George are far more important to this team at this stage of their career with their caliber than what you've gotten out of Trayvon Diggs the last couple seasons. So, we do appreciate the fact that Shoddy has, he talked about culture all offseason, all right? And, of course, that's, those are coaching speaking points, what have you. But he's followed through with it. I mean, we've seen it, all right? And as you've talked about time and time again, this team's shown a propensity to do things that maybe they wouldn't do in the past by moving off of a guy like a Mozzie Smith, who I don't know if you guys saw today. There was a picture of him circulating on the interwebs, of him with Sharon Moore's side piece from a couple years ago on the Michigan sideline. So apparently she's got a type, but anyway, that's another story for another time.
Mozzie's a little bit bigger than Sharon.
You know, but they're beefy kind of guys, though. Sharon's a beefy kind of dude, you know, tight end type. You know, that's where he got his start.
The Sharon Moore court video is insane right now. He looks insane. Talk about a fall from grace.
He's in a rough spot.
Yeah.
He's in a rough spot. I think the UFL is going to be in his future here before too long. All right, not just that, but Logan Wilson. Boy, you traded for him. It's not like Kenneth Murray's lighting the world on fire. I don't think I really need to go into too much depth on that. We're just wondering, I mean, you traded for this guy. When are we going to see him?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're obviously monitoring that, and they'll make the decision according to the full body of work this week in terms of how they spread out the reps. And we'll see kind of where we end up tomorrow afternoon in terms of how we're going to start the game, and then, of course, how we're going to play the games in terms of the reps for each one of those guys.
Okay. They're trying to play political.
They are playing political, and I think part of it is, you know, look, they don't want to just outright bench Kenneth Murray. You know, I mean, you traded for him. You've thrown him into action. Obviously, Jack Sanborn. Jack, if you're listening, 877-881-1053. Got that concussion, and we haven't seen him since.
Funny, concussion out longer than expected. That's all I'll say.
Well, that was doctors that ruled him out, too. So, again, the same doctors that ruled out Jack Sanborn said, you know what, CD? You're good to go.
You know what?
You're good to go.
You play a lot more that are important. You know what? The concussion, I no longer see it anymore. You're good to go. That's all I'll say.
You wonder, my boy Henry told me one time back when he was they were playing in the NFC Championship game in 1987. He got his bell rung. He said he was concussed. He was on the sideline, and they said, and the questioning, of course, they had no blue tent back in those days. But
was it
the
gray?
What's that? No, there was no tent, period. You just sat on the side. You just sat on the bench. And
I was just
so they asked him, you know what the two questions they asked him to see if he was ready to go back in the game?
Hmm. What's the score?
What day is it?
Okay.
And who's the president? Sunday, Ronald Reagan. Okay!
He's going to go. Blue 37.
He's right back in the game, boys. He's right back in the game, ready to go. Clearly doesn't have a concussion. Knows what day it is. Knows who the president is. We will be just fine. All right, real quick. George Pickens didn't play well last Thursday. Do we expect a bounce back, Steven?
Oh, well, I have a complete confidence in George. He's been great. Had a great week of practice. I think everybody did. I think everybody got their legs back under him on this mini bye, if you will, and ready to go back to work.
Ready to go back to work.
I'm taking the GP bounce back game is going to happen.
I
think he's too competitive to hear all the talk and not have a big bounce back game. I'd be excited to see George Pickens on Sunday against a Vikings team, which I know we had some callers call in and say, I could see this being a route. I don't. I don't think there's going to be a routing.
I don't think so.
The Cowboys.
It'd be nice.
It'd be nice. I see this being an uncomfortably close game that the Cowboys pull out. I do not see this being they dominate from start to finish and they have no wrinkles or no hiccups, if you will, and just take care of business. The Vikings are a good defensive team,
well-coached,
with a young quarterback. They're probably not going to put him in a lot of spots to expose him. And this is going to be a game where you're going to need a George Pickens to maybe make a play or two in the third quarter when it's tied 17-17.
I'm going to go back to something that we've been saying on this show since the Chicago game. NFC North teams have had their way with this defense.
More than had their way. They put BTA.
I mean, every single team so far, the Lions did it, the Bears did it, and the Packers did it. All right? And we all think Kevin O'Connell's a pretty damn good head coach. All right? So I got to believe that game plan for Sunday, they will be ready to go. Come down to something as simple as who has the ball last. I hope it doesn't come to that. But like I said, I'm kind of with you. I think the Cowboys should win, and they will win. But I think it'll be a little bit more uncomfortable than we'd like it to be.
All the NFC North teams are putting an average of about 36 points on you.
Yeah. No.
The Bears was probably the most embarrassing loss because, remember, at that point, the Bears are 0-2. You lose 31-14. And I don't even think the score is indicative of how bad that game
was. Oh, no, because they called the dogs off in the fourth quarter.
They were whooping you.
No, that game was never close.
Next week, you play another NFC North. North opponent, Packers, put 40 on you. And then we know what happened with the Lions, 44. So you got 44, 40, and 31 when the Bears called the dogs off against NFC North teams. Now, I don't think the Vikings offense is as potent, but that defense makes up for it. And I think this game, like I said, will be a lot closer than all of us listening would like to admit.
All right, let's go ahead and go to break. We got one more piece about Dak Prescott, but we'll save that for later on the show. All right, coming up next, we got Robert Smith, longtime Minnesota Viking, former Ohio State Buckeye. You can hear him talking all things college football, plus much more. Don't go anywhere. Robert Smith joins us next. Welcome back in. It is the Fan After Dark right here on 105 through the Fan. Let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program, former Minnesota.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Viking, one of the greatest Minnesota Viking running backs of all time. A proud Ohio State Buckeye. And something I learned today, Robert, I didn't know you had those 100-meter scoots like that with a 10.24 personal best. So my man's got a little bit of speed to him as well. You probably know him from Fox Sports as well as the Big Ten Network, Mr. Robert Smith. And I'll tell you what, it's back-to-back Minnesota Vikings from the early 2000s days. We had one of your former teammates on. And I want to say you guys crossed paths in Minnesota. Were you and Corey Chavis with the Vikings at the same time?
No.
Okay.
No.
He was a couple years after you?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
I know Corey, though.
Okay,
Corey's
no.
Corey's a great guy.
Corey is a great dude. We had him on yesterday, so we had the defensive side of the football talked about yesterday. Who better than to talk about the offensive side of the football? And, of course, we'll talk a little college football here with you in a second. But, look, it's this Minnesota Viking team, as you well know, high hopes coming into the season, especially after, you know, the great finish y'all had last year. But it just seems like with injury as well as J.J. McCarthy not quite taking the step, maybe some folks thought that this has been an interesting year for this Minnesota Viking football team.
Yeah, it certainly has, and I think you called it. You know, you talk about injuries. When you have injuries on the offensive line, you know, with Darrisaw being out and Donovan Jackson on that left side of the line, you know, it's been a real problem, and the replacements haven't been as good, and it's a bad formula for success when you have a young quarterback and you have an offensive line in particular that's banged up.
What do you, when you look at J.J. McCarthy, and, you know, I think part of what we need to do is understand that, A, you know, he missed all of last year, right? And so, you know, you can take all the mental reps you want, but, I mean, he's only seven games into his NFL career so far, and he's dealt with some injuries this season and a shaky offensive line. What are your thoughts so far on seven games of the J.J. McCarthy era?
Yeah, it's really just too early to tell, I think. You know, there are some mechanical issues that people had brought up, just kind of, and it's really the foundation for any throwing motion. It's going to be footwork, and, you know, the footwork was a little bit erratic, and erratic footwork leads to erratic throws. So sometimes, especially when quarterbacks get hurried and they're not as used to having that pressure, they get a little sloppy, a little bit quick with the mechanics, especially the footwork, and then the throws get a little bit off. And it just doesn't take much. College accuracy and NFL accuracy are just so different. College wide receivers are generally wide open, and open in the NFL means favorable leverage. You're going to have to take some chances, and you're going to have to fit some balls into some spaces that you probably didn't have to in college.
Robert, it's a pleasure having you on. I want to ask a question to kind of break down that wall from the fans to someone who's been in locker rooms. What is it like for, and obviously this is you speculating, for these Vikings players right now coming off of a 14-win season, feeling like they had a chance to make a run, having Sam Darnold in the lineup and whatnot, obviously him and Daniel Jones walk, J.J. steps into the fold, and now the team is obviously playing at a subpar level and not looking like the playoffs are very likely. What is that like in that locker room, knowing how close you were last year, or just, you know, being a competitive Super Bowl caliber team last year?
Good question. I do not know. We only missed the playoffs once when I was in the NFL,
like,
and we were in it until the last week of the season. Never happened to me in college, never happened to me in high school, never happened to me in junior high. I was never on a losing team. So it's got to be difficult, though. But you know that your job is to go out and perform, and it's always to execute the offense or the defense or special teams the way that you're coached to do it. And it certainly can be difficult. You know, I've been down in particular games where guys, they just – you know, they get worn down mentally and psychologically. If you're not there, mentally, you're not there to play the game the way that you need to play. It can be difficult to go out and execute and do the things that you're supposed to do. And if you can't do that in the NFL, where the talent level is just so close on most teams, you're just not going to win consistently.
Separate question, kind of on the same topic, though. What percent of players, or what groups of players, if you will, do you think can separate team success to individual success? I'm thinking about the Eagles with A.J. Brown and how they've been doing, how he's having his high of getting his catches and getting what he's wanted, but the Eagles are on a three-game losing streak. And then you look at the Vikings, who have a Justin Jefferson, who we all in this room and everybody listening would agree is a top three wide receiver, but obviously isn't putting up the numbers to produce it. Like, does that start getting to certain players in the locker room? Do you have to be a certain type of dude to separate them? Just if you could break that down for us, that'd be great.
Yeah, I think it always comes down to the individual. It's always going to be an individual's decision, you know, the kind of pride that they take in their performance. And you know, the truth is, especially for wide receivers, because they're just they're not getting the ball as much. They're not getting as many touches as they're used to. It can be tough. And it's so easy for us to say, you know, from afar, that guys should be playing a certain way. And you know, human nature being what it is, guys get frustrated. But, you know, I think you look at guys like A.J. Brown, guys like Justin Jefferson, you know, they just want to win. And frustration sometimes can look like apathy, and that's what you don't want, you know, the most is a guy going out there and not playing 100%. I know that, you know, saw that with George Pickens, right? Like, mm-hmm. You know, some of the routes get a little bit slow, and, you know, the offense – just doesn't work the way that it's supposed to work when guys aren't doing their individual jobs on plays because so many of the routes are tied together.
Well, I'll just ask you that candidly then, since we obviously haven't had a chance to talk to you. The George Pickens stuff has kind of dissipated, but his chance to rewrite how people think about him in the short term can happen on Sunday against the Vikings. When you saw the replays of the effort or even saw it live, I know I was getting mad. I know Fred was getting mad. We saw the effort throughout the game not be great. Did you notice it and be like, hey, it's happening because it's getting doubled, or it's happening because they're losing the game, or do you think that's just unacceptable at any point?
I think it's unacceptable at any point. You know, and even if you're being doubled, you know, you go out there and you do your job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, guys are that's what you get paid to do, you know, and everything that you put on film is a representation of who you are. So, again, it's easy for us to say this, you know, when we're watching somebody on film. But, hey, it's your job. Go out and execute.
Robert Smith, one of the greatest Vikings of all time, joining us, talking all things football. You can also hear him on Big Ten Network and Fox Sports. Something that I'm curious to get your thoughts on. So I'm sure you've heard the Joe Burrow audio from a couple days ago where he said that, you know, football isn't fun right now. And he didn't say anything. I mean, it was very downtrodden. I mean, you know, and look, he's had a rough year so far, as has that Bengal team. You're a guy who stepped away from the game after the best season you had in your career, and you were still very much in your prime at that time and still stepped away. Did you having been there, done that, could you kind of relate to what Joe was talking about?
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. Now, look, my circumstances were different. I mean, my last season was the only season that I didn't miss any games, and I still needed to have knee surgery after the year. So it was, you know, one of those, you know, it's better to walk away early than limp away late situations. Yeah. But Joe, yeah, he certainly seems down, and I think he was just being honest, and I think it's refreshing, you know, to hear that kind of sincerity from a player that's letting you know what's going on with them mentally. But he's a competitor, and he's been through so much. And I know, having been through injury and the ups and downs in a career, you know, those are the things that really motivate you at times, especially when you're at his age. And I think he's got a lot of football left in him. I think he's going to be back. I think he just got in front of the mic and said what was on his mind.
Robert, we got the Vikings are great against the pass. We know that defensively. I think a top four, top five defense against the pass. 22nd, though, against the run. Javonte Williams, who's had a career resurgence, already hit 1,000 yards, especially after a couple bad seasons in Denver. From a running back perspective, kind of a twofold question. One, how good does it feel as a running back when you've been beat up and then you kind of have that breakthrough and you're able to do what you know you're able to do? And B, how important is that run game going to be for this Dallas Cowboy offense against this Viking defense on Sunday?
Yeah, there's nothing like overcoming those injuries and those down years and coming back. You know, my first 4 years in the league, that's basically what it was for me. You know, injury here, injury there, missing a lot of games at times, you know, basically half of the year in 95 and 96, and then being relatively healthy my last 4 years. So there's just nothing like that. You feel like you're letting your team down as much as anything. You certainly want to go out and show what you're capable of doing and basically validate the faith that the coaches had in you and that your teammates had in you. But, yeah, it's going to be big. And, yes, that Vikings defense, it really hasn't been, you know, what they've hoped it was going to be. You know, you spend all that money in free agency to shore up that defensive line. And, you know, it's one of the things, one of the hallmarks, you know, of the Flores defense is, you know, they have a lot of pressure looks, but every time that you bring pressure, every time that you blitz guys, you're taking the chance. You're taking a chance that some of those guys are going to be out of position. And I think that's when you watch the film of the Vikings, that's what happens at times. Guys jump out of gaps. Guys get a little bit too deep with the penetration. They get a little bit too far upfield. And, you know, people talk about, you know, horizontal gaps all the time in defense, and that's, you know, space right to left, but there's also space front to back. There's that vertical space that develops in defense, and that's when guys are on different levels, and that happens a lot of time when they're, you know, they're trying to get their sacks, get to the quarterback, and they get a little bit too far upfield, and then a running back can exploit that.
If you're in that Vikings like offensive coordinator room on Sunday, what would you, what would be your input for like pressure points for the Dallas Cowboys where you feel they're weak? We need to attack them here, whether it's a specific player, a specific coverage, or just a line of the defense.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just go out and try and execute the way that you did a week ago against, you know, the Commanders, obviously a defense that's struggled even more than the Cowboys had this year. But, you know, it's going out, you know, with a healthy group of players and going out and executing. You know, it's, I can't say that there's one area of the defense that you're going to try and exploit. You're just going to try and take what a defense gives you. I don't really think that, you know, you go out and just say, you know, we're definitely going to be able to do this. That's what NFL football really is about. You go in with a plan. You want to try and highlight your own offensive strengths and highlight or cover up for some of the deficiencies that you have, like on the defensive line, whether that's, you know, with a certain formation, chip help with backs, things like that. And then just try and go out and do what you can. And it changes so much from week to week. And defensive coaches, offensive coaches, none of them are dumb, right? Like they do a lot of self-scouting. They know where their weaknesses are, and so they try and accommodate for them from week to week, and offensive and defensive schemes adapt accordingly.
Final one for me here. Fred kind of touched on it, but I wanted to jump back on it. When it comes to J.J. McCarthy, let's just say he finishes the season playing exactly how he's playing right now, no better, no worse. Do you see the Vikings in the offseason even trying to get another quarterback in here, knowing that you have a championship-level roster that won 14 games the year prior, or do you just roll it back out there again with J.J. and say it's going to be growing pains and we'll let the record be what it is?
Well, I think it depends quite a bit on, you know, kind of how the rest of the season looks. I think they're going to bring in some sort of, you know, veteran quarterback again. I don't know that they stick with Carson Wentz in there. And, you know, Brosmer got his one start against Seattle.
Yeah.
didn't look too good there.
No.
So I think they're going to bring in some sort of veteran quarterback, but you know, they believe they have the guy in J.J. McCarthy, and it's just unfair, really, you know, at seven games into a quarterback's career to say what a guy's going to be. We've seen so many great quarterbacks become much more than what they were in their first seven starts. And if you think about it in that perspective, then you get an idea of what this organization's probably going to do. But, you know, stranger things have happened, you know, especially with an organization that probably feels a little bit of the pressure. I mean, the Wilfs, you know, obviously they believe in Kwesi, you know, and they love Kevin O'Connell, but, you know, you just, at some point you have to think, okay, well, you know, do we have the right guys? And so it's hard to say, but yeah, I think they believe in J.J. McCarthy, but that can change over the course of these last few weeks of the season.
All right, last thing. Well, one team we know that has the right guys is your Ohio State Buckeyes. That defense was just unbelievable all season long. Two things. One, how impressed and maybe even surprised are you by this Indiana Hoosier team? Because let's call it what it is. Back when you were playing, that was a basketball school compared to what it is now. And just kind of handicap this playoff for us.
Yeah, well, first of all, in this era of college football, nothing surprises me from year to year, just kind of the way that rosters change. You know, it was interesting. You know, we called Indiana's first game of the season, but it was against Old Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't look anything like this. I mean, Mendoza, you know, he looked okay, but he certainly didn't look the way that he's looked as the season's gone on. And that's, you know, that's something for you right there. You know, example number whatever for what a quarterback may look like at one time of the year compared to another time of the year, or certainly in their careers. But yeah, it's been impressive to watch. And you know, Ohio State have their chances in that game. Five trips to the red zone, only one touchdown, and of course Fleming, you know, misses that short field goal that would have tied the game at the end there. So you know, all credit to Indiana. You know, I have some friends that went there, and I had one friend in particular, Nolan Harrison, who, you know, in 1988 he was part of that team with the last victory over Ohio State, and He's like, you know, me and my teammates, as much as we love to be, you know, on TV every now and then, we were sick of us being the one that had to be on, you know, with our big shoulder pads,
yeah.
With the video from 1988 as the last victory of the Hoosiers over Ohio State. So he was happy for the win.
What would Robert Smith get NIL-wise in today's college football?
I have no idea. But, you know, I will say this. The 10-2-4 is a complete myth. I have no idea where that came from.
That's on your Wikipedia page.
Yeah, Wikipedia is always there. I was a 10-6-800 guy.
Which
I was
still isn't bad.
I will say this. I was a 400-meter guy. I qualified for the Olympic trials in 92. And more importantly, with two Ohio kids, one Kentucky kid, and one kid out of New York, we ended up beating Baylor for the national championship.
Well, there you go.
It was like a month after I got drafted. So, you know, I was running track in the spring, got drafted, went up to training, or, you know, went up to mini camp, and then went back and finished the season, and we ended up beating Baylor for the national championship. So that was pretty cool.
Who's faster, you or Rod Woodson back in the day?
That's a good question. It depends on the length of the race. I think Rod, you know, Rod had some pretty good 40 times until, you know, he tore that ACL.
When, yeah.
Yeah. I think Barry helped him tear that ACL with a nice little juke move.
But, Barry did that to a lot of people, though.
Yeah. But you know, Rod was more of a 55-meter hurdle guy.
Gotcha.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.